Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum, and that is God's peace be upon you. Welcome to another edition of Not Just Talk on AM360.org. We appreciate you joining us for this last program of 2023. We are going to have an open mic this evening. We had intended to present again host of Keeping It Real, Lou Princess Aziz, dealing with the insights into the development of ourselves and understanding better the makeup of our inner life. The program that we had intended to present this evening, we were informed that Sister Lou Princess had another obligation, family obligation, that she had to take care of. And inshallah, next Thursday, God willing, we'll have that conversation with her. We're still considering how we're going to proceed in 2024. There are a number of guests we're looking forward to returning to the airways with us. This evening we're going to have an open mic, and I love to hear what you would like to share with our audience. And we want you to know we appreciate you faithfully being with us since 2014, actually, maybe a little bit before. Our intent for Not Just Talk has been to create a conversation where we can see we can do a little bit more in terms of our social obligation. You know, beginning with our family. Our family life, God Most High says to save yourself, to save ourselves and our families from the fire whose fuel is men and stone. And God Most High also tells us that our own souls obligate us. And because of those words of guidance, except to meet the challenge of 21st century living. And we invite you to press one to come into the conversation. I've had some off my conversations with our poet laureate for AM 360, Bilal Abdullah. And I see him in the queue. We're going to invite him in to join us. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Bilal.
Wa alaikum assalam. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Thank you to Allah for every day. We thank Allah for the good deeds we're able to do to that increase our faith. So alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. This is a poem I wrote. I like to just start us off with like a little taste. There's a little something about the four verbs. Rabbi Al-Alamin, Lord of all system of knowledge for all age. Prophet Muhammad needed revelation for the problem he faced. It's our return, so let's pick up the pace. Be wise and be safe. Quranic Arabic is indeed a benefit for those who accept and utilize it. Allah is the merciful benefactor and the merciful redeemer. Our sincerity protect us from shaitans and his schemers. Education is number one. Public school, a lot of misinformation and non-productive funds. Government, most politicians need to get serious, repent, and make amends. A culture of debt, not a lot of common sense left. Consumerism and economic prison. Seek Allah's help, and let's build our own school. Strive to totally trust Allah so our children can live the way they were created to do. Let's make citizenship and ownership part of our worship. We don't want our children to trip. Business for a strong family and community life is uphill toward struggle and fight. So let's continue to live right. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, Bilal. You offer us the wonderful food for thought. And the development of a language environment, you know, the language environment of this world is very oppressive to the human soul. You know, it puts influences that are designed to retard us, to retard our spirit, to retard our thinking, to invite us to a view of our life and the life of the world in one dimension, you know, the material dimension. And we see every day how this world creates for us an environment to make us anxious, to make us fearful. And with that language oppressing our souls, we can't grow. You know, God Most High says he has designed our life, the human life, to be like that of a plant in the aspect of our human growth and development. But God Most High has created us with a inner life, the life of our soul, to be able to resist, you know, and to overcome the obstacles and barriers, the challenges that life affords us. And he permits these influences that challenge us, that really are oppressive. It's like going to the gym, in one sense. You go to the gym and you deal with the free weights or the machines, and the design is to increase your stamina, increase your muscle capacity, and the stimulation of those exercises, you know, help the blood flow, you know. And it's the same with the meeting the challenges of the life, and those challenges that attempt to affect our soul, to affect our spirit, those challenges that attempt to affect how we move and operate in our daily life. So, Bilal, I appreciate what you do, and I pray, Allah, that he'll continue to give you strength and good health so that you can continue to make the contributions that you do in uplifting our spirit, calling us to consider the ideas that God's guidance draws our attention to. The guidance of God draw our attention to the aim and purpose for his creation and for his creating us as human beings. So praise be to Allah. We invite anyone else to press 1 to share what you would like during this time. We appreciate you being with us. And again, you know, you're joining us for just last, not just talk programming of the 2023 year, and we pray, Allah, that we receive the reward of understanding the guidance and how to use it in our life, understanding God's guidance, and understanding how to maneuver in this challenging life that we have. The commercial media draws our attention or invites our attention to so many things. And we really have to be careful, particularly when we understand the nature of our devotional life and where we give our attention and how we move in the world. represents our devotional life. It's not the label Muslim or Christian or any other label that defines us, but what defines us is how we move in the world, how we think, and how we apply that thinking to the day-to-day challenges of life. So we're reminded in the Holy Quran, we're reminded of our obligation, that ourselves obligate us. And we're also reminded to be aware that we should encourage one another. You know, that's what got our ancestors through. That's their faith in God and their encouragement of one another to meet the challenges. I was online and I was looking at the organization of it was called the National Colored People's Association. It came before the NAACP. You can pull it up. And it came out of a convention, National Colored People's Convention, that took place in the early 1850s. The National Council of Colored People. And Frederick Douglass was a part of this movement. And we've been told by Imam Muhammad that when we look back, to look back for those ideas, those relationships, those things that thus to overcome the obstacles and barriers presented to us in the dark days of this country, you know, after slavery, the oppressive environment, the environment that challenged us in terms of our individual and family life. And when you look at that record, you see that we are truly a blessed people, and that what Almighty God, Allah, had permitted us, our ancestors, to go through, how it serves not only the African Americans, but how it serves the human family. You know, we have regularly in the news the situation of the oppressed Palestinian people, the situation, although it hasn't been mentioned, to my understanding, it hasn't been mentioned much, the oppressive life circumstances of the Uyghur people in China, you know, communities destroyed, destroying their house of worship, destroying their business, destroying their community life, and being imprisoned to be indoctrinated in a life that goes against their Islamic values and their freedom to express and live the life of Islam there in China. There are events taking place in the Congo, and events taking place in India, events taking place in many places in the world where human beings are being, innocent human beings are being oppressed. And the history of chattel slavery that produced black people of America, that produced the Negro, that produced what the oppressors called the nigger, and how Allah, Almighty God, those ancestors navigate those dark days and bringing our ancestors, bringing us out, us meaning the African American community, how God has brought us out. And the example that is set for all times, as long as human beings exist in this world, we have that model, that example of African American people who were put in circumstances that challenged their belief in a God, a creator over them. You know, can you imagine the dark life when you read that history? I mean, it was such a dark time that many European Americans, many Caucasians don't want their children to know about it. They don't want it presented in a true and factual historical account because the shame of it. Our ancestor Frederick Douglass cited that in a speech to a predominantly Caucasian audience, that the behavior that was displayed against his people, against black people, was a behavior that would shame a nation of savages. And I love the way that Almighty God had inspired him to use the language as he did. He's a great orator, a great speaker. And he was also involved in what I read in terms of the history of the National Council of Colored People. He was a part of the convention that took place in Rochester, New York. The National Council of Colored People, created during the National Colored Convention held in Rochester, New York. The National Council of Colored People was an institutional body that met every 6 months to continue the work of the colored conventions, similar to how the U.S. senators were appointed during this time. Two representatives were chosen by each state's delegates from the delegates in the attendance. However, two representatives were also elected by the black citizens of each state. And my reason for sharing this is the fact that there was organized efforts to overcome the oppressive environment. And we can learn a lot from Place. Frederick Douglass, God forgive him his sins and grant him paradise. The Honorable Frederick Douglass also had a newspaper, and he utilized that newspaper to advertise the convention, to also to present the organized efforts of this group during that time. And they had the various committees. The Committee on Manual Labor, School, was a committee under the council that was tasked to procure monies and organize these manual labor schools in accordance with the plans adopted by the National Convention. So those who turn away from Shura Benahum, those that turn away from us being better organized to do the work of serving Allah's will and plan, you know, they're out of touch with our history. You know, those who move in a way, you know, a secretive way, and offer information that is narrow in its ability to help us with community life. These kind of historical events stand out and challenge the thinking of many today who have a narrow focus. So I invite you again to press one, but Brother Bilal, your mic is still open if you'd like to make some comments.
I'd like to say something. Still in the line, Princess Aziz have been dealing with and you have been dealing with. Something I would like to read from this book on racism, religion, and
yes.
reconciliation. Contemplation
yes.
Amen. I'm going to read something. Ghosts from the plantation. These are great issues. They are great issues that are manifesting in the African-American spirit and our behavior now. But they are ghosts from the plantation. It's a pity we didn't have spiritual leaders at the time of our freedom from chattel slavery to prepare us for our freedom physically, psychologically, mentally, and spiritually. We need that help, and we didn't get it. Now, if something very tragic or traumatic happens for a family living in a home together, the parents and the children, it throws them into rage. It makes the members hysterical, where they start screaming and howling out of their minds, and it takes a long time to bring them back to their senses. The doctor is going to want to treat every member of their family. And the doctor is going to be a doctor of psychology. Psychology means of the psyche. He is going to help their family come back to normalcy so they will be able to live normal lives and not be threatened so much by what happened or occurred at that tragic moment, because that stuff will pop back up. I'd like to ask you, Michael, and anybody in the audience, tell me how have we been able to deal with the trauma, the ghosts of the plantation? What were we given? What is given in the Quran about it? What is given in the tradition of life of Prophet Muhammad about it? What did our Imam say about it? What is his perception was on that? I'd like for us to share that information. I ain't taking over my issue. I'm just asking. First of all, I'm asking you, Michael, to give us some intake on that. Praise be to Allah.
I appreciate that, Bilal. And I ask the audience to press one to join in responding to that question. It's clear to me that Almighty God, Allah, in the Quran, he tells us of how he developed us as human beings. He tells us about our weakness, that we are hasty, you know, quick to think, quick to move, without giving proper time to really come up with the best choices in terms of our mindset and our behavior. He tells us that we are hasty and that we're forgetful. And it's important for us to remind one another of this guidance that God is telling us about ourselves. But he's also demonstrated in narratives that tell us about our resiliency, you know, and that he doesn't burden any soul with a burden greater than they can bear, telling us you don't really see the value of what I've put in you. You know, you're a lot stronger. You're a lot more resilient. You know, you have qualities that you're not aware of. And that's the work of the devil, the Satan, to distract us away from what God has put in us. And also cautioning us, you know, cautioning us. Throughout the Quran, he describes what he has created us for. You know, we say worship, but in Al-Islam, worship is service, it's action. You know, it's a life of devotional attention, you know, not only in prayers, rituals, but also in living. That worship is our life. You know, how we live in our life is our worship. The attention that we have in terms of managing our thoughts, our mindset, and the intention that we have in managing our behavior is all a part of worship. And God makes it very simple. He asks questions that challenge our makeup, because we live in an environment designed by Satan to distract us away from the real life trajectory, or the real life movement. You know, life is moving towards improvement, you know, and those improvements come about by us meeting challenges in life. You hear people, you know, describe life as being unfair. Well, that's a backhand way of condemning God, because God created life. You know, what seems to be unfair is those challenges to our thinking. Well, why did God allow this innocent child to die? If he's a just God, why did God allow the innocent to be persecuted, to be abused? Well, we're not seeing the bigger picture that God's guidance gives to us, particularly the guidance of the Quran, which is so plain, which is so clear. You know, it's interesting how people that believe forget that God says that there's another existence, a better existence for us, what's called the garden in Al-Islam and what's called heaven in other faiths, you know, in Christianity, the heavenly life. And if God chooses for innocent not to have to go through the day-to-day challenges, and he decides to bring them straightway to the better life, you know, we need to think about these things. And so I invite the audience to press 1 to come into the conversation. I recognize some of your phone numbers. And so, you know, we're friends here. We've been doing this for a number of years. You faithfully supported me over the years. Press 1 to come into the conversation. And Bilal, I appreciate you asking that question. Imam Muhammad has talked about it. And it's something that I'm going to continually bring to our attention. We need to give more serious, a more serious look and study in what Imam Muhammad has left us. He told us early in his leadership that our souls were hungry for being responsible to establish community life, that was the goal, the urge in our soul to establish ourselves where we take responsibility for our neighborhoods and for the development of institutions that support community growth. institutions of education, of government, governance. You know, America affords us as people of faith to be responsible for our own government. America supports that. You know, we see it clearly in how the Amish and other groups like that, I'm going to say those people that live off the grid, those communities that live off the grid, they're not looking for help from government. They're not looking for any help except to be left alone to establish themselves in the way that they choose and to live their faith, you know, freely. And this is wonderful. You know, we see the way God operates. He's showing those people that are newly coming into the life of America, Latinos, Mexicans, people of the Spanish heritage coming into America and establishing themselves with a philosophy of life. I've described it, you know, and they describe it as mi familia, the focus on the family life as being the core philosophy for establishing the community life. And it's like the Creator showing us. And here's another thing. The people who are showing the most interest in the Muslim life, in Al-Islam, the people who are showing the most interest are the people from the Hispanic or Latino community. They're becoming Muslims in large numbers. That's for me, that's another sign. The people that have a philosophy of life rooted in family are also showing interest and accepting the life of Al-Islam here in America and in other places. Isn't that wonderful? Look how God operates. Look how God, you know, gets our attention, respecting us, not hitting us upside the head, you know, like, wake up, Negroes, look at what's going on right in front of your eyes. No, it's just a subtle, you see how these people are moving, see how these people are thinking and establishing themselves in America. It's wonderful. And so I appreciate you asking that question. And I hope the audience
we're dealing with our original nature. These things are already inside of us to deal with situation that we run into. So
that's right.
I'm just going to go back on a poem that I had read that you had gave me some insight on, and I like to read that again. Resiliency. Allah wants us not to be burdened, but purified. He gave us resiliency when we are traumatized in a culture of abuse, deception, and lies. Resiliency, the prophet of mercy to humanity. God said this world is bigger than you and me. Revelation shows us what to do. The PAD loses his job, get drunk, and go see a psychiatrist. His heart, mind, and spirit isn't right, so he doesn't benefit. He doesn't respect things that are due respect. Resiliency can't help him pass life tests. The price of lifestyle wasn't wild or foul. Resiliency, a solution for the trials. Those who accept this will benefit. Even the mentally sick, Shaitan come to the door of our weakness, to the door of blackness. We have the best is God consciousness. The learning environment trying to force us out of conscience. Resiliency and common sense are two of our best friends. The desire for progress is influence, serving the advancement of society. Resiliency, we must accept God as the ultimate authority. You must realize everything is under control of our Creator. When you prove yourself, then God's personal help will come to you. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. And Allah tells us, he says, He said, yeah. He said, the wealth, the things in his creation for all. He said, but there's special blessings that he had for his servants. So praise be to Allah for the servants of God. So alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum.
Alhamdulillah. Alaykum as-salam. That's wonderful. We're going to take a community service announcement break, and we'll be back, and we hope that you'll join in the conversation. This is Not Just Talk on AM360.org. I'm your host, Michael Hameen. Stay tuned.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain of Nation is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is the black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Supports a healthy immune system. Give a body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the Community-Wide Sugar Conference, and AM360 in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Fitra Muhammad bringing you good news. Study Our Islam Life Topic Series 2020 is back. How many times have you wondered when reading the Quran, what were the challenges and circumstances that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was facing when Allah sent the angel Gabriel with inspired revelation? Join us at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time every Sunday to learn from our scholarly speakers. If you were unable to connect because your carrier charged the fee, you may now listen online at am360.org. For a complete schedule of our speakers, email studyourislam@gmail.com or pick up the Muslim Journal. Thank you.
Yes, and we're back with more of Not Just Talk on AM360.org. We thank you for joining us on this last program of 2023. We're looking forward to the new year. I believe we'll come back on the 4th of January, God willing. We thank you for your consistent and faithful support. We hope you understand. And I remind you, as well as I remind myself, that God Most High, He tells us in Scripture about our obligation. But those obligations of accountability to God's will and plan also place within, if you will, with our Lord, blessings, support. We see in our own lives modern day miracles in terms of God's support, helping us to manage our health, increasing us in strength, overcoming disabilities, overcoming, again, obstacles and barriers that are in our path. The strengthening of the soul to help us to meet these challenges of day-to-day living that are overwhelming many people. You know, the increase of mental health issues, we see it. We see it in the life of our families, friends and associates. We see it in just the day-to-day navigating the outside community life. We see mental health issues abounding, crazy behavior taking place before our eyes. And so we appreciate Almighty God's guidance for stabilizing us and giving us the fortitude, the strength to live a balanced life. We want to welcome you, 636. State your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, this is Kareem Hamid. And I was on earlier. I had to leave. But you mentioned that this was open mic night.
Yes,
and,
yes, sir.
It's always exciting to hear people express themselves on open mic night. I want to address ideas are powerful. Ideas are powerful.
Yes.
And they are.
Yes.
They are powerful. Even a bad idea is powerful. It can cause a lot of havoc. A good idea is powerful. It can bring about satisfaction. So, with all of that said, I want to share with us an idea that is growing across this country and other parts of the world. And it's a bad idea, but it is powerful. This idea of Christian Zionism.
Yes, please share.
And let me share the information that I have here in front of me. Christian Zionism is an ideology that, in a Christian context, espouses the return of the Jewish people to the Holy Land. Likewise, it holds that the founding of the State of Israel in 1948 was in accordance with Bible prophecy, that the reestablishment of Jewish sovereignty in the Levant, the eschatological gathering of Israel, prerequisite for the second coming of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. The term began to be used in the middle 20th century. Okay, let me get rid of this here. Okay, in the middle 20th century. Yeah. In place of Christian restorationism, as proponents of the ideology rallied behind Zionism in support of a Jewish national homeland. Advocacy on the part of Christians for a Jewish restoration grew after the Reformation. It is rooted in 17th century England. Contemporary Israeli historian Anita Shapira suggests that England's Zionist evangelical Christians passed this notion on to Jewish circles around the 1840s, while Jewish nationalism in the early 19th century was largely met with hostility from British Jews. Christian pro-Zionist ideals have generally been common among Protestants since the Reformation, while supporting a mass Jewish return to the land of Israel. Christian Zionism asserts a parallel idea that the returnees ought to be encouraged to reject Judaism and adopt Christianity as a means of fulfilling biblical prophecy. Poland has suggested a trend of widespread distrust among Jews towards the motives of evangelical Christians. So this is, we would be surprised at the number of Christians that identify themselves as Christian Zionists. And this idea from out of an edition of a Bible that's called the Scofield Bible, the Scofield Bible. And the idea of Jews returning back to Jerusalem will hasten the return of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. So they are encouraging the Jews to dominate and inhabit all of Jerusalem and Palestine. In what was written, it stated that after Christ comes back, the Christians will kill a large number of Jews, invite them to become Christians. So we wonder how come there's such a strong support for the Zionist regime in Israel. Well, it stems from a false teaching of religion. A false teaching of religion. So the idea of Zionism is not authored by the people we call Jews. They adopted that language from evangelical Christians. Pastor Hagin has a large following, and he's a strong proponent of Christian Zionism. The president of this country have identified himself as a Christian Zionist. We need to know these things and know the threat to civilization. I'll stop right there, Mike.
Yes, sir. Thank you. It's important to understand what you've shared. The greatest insight into many of these challenging circumstances in our living in 21st century America and the world is how scripture misunderstood has made life very challenging for us. And I'm going to repeat, the misunderstanding of scripture, the misinterpretation of scripture has been one of the challenging issues of 21st century living.
Michael, are you sure it's just the 21st century?
Well, it didn't start. Let me explain. It didn't start in the 21st century, but it's a continuation of what you have just shared with us. And, you know, we're living now in the 21st century, and we're seeing the issues that are affecting the human behavior, the human psychology, affecting our thinking and our behavior and our relationships, the interaction with one another. I'm just using this language to state that what you have shared is affecting our 21st century dynamics today. It has an origin, and what I'm about to say is not something that I would share with a larger public. you know, this platform, it does go and extend itself beyond the shores of America, but it's limited, you know. And so because I'm aware of that, I'm sharing this, that we were taught early in the leadership of Imam Muhammad, that's a particular scripture. The Holy Bible presents a strategy in terms of how satanic-minded people, renegades from religion, and particularly renegades from the Jewish religion because of the blessing of insight into scripture and into life that God gave those who identify themselves as Jews. Now, Muhammad called them renegades, Jacobites, that these people who express themselves as belonging to the followers of Moses, but are not really following. You know, Jesus brought our attention to this in the Holy Bible. You know, you say you are of your father Abraham, but you're really the children of the devil. And he made that claim, he made that pronouncement based upon behavior. The behavior was not in line with the people of faith, the people of Abraham. The behavior was more in line with the behavior of the Satan himself. And Jesus condemned those people, that these were not, this is not some kind of evil spirit, some kind of we were taught about the devil with the horns and the tail and so forth. This is not that. This is real people who have given themselves to harmful human behavior that harms. In chapter 7 of the Quran, we read about arrogance and how arrogance was the behavior of the Satan who challenged Almighty God's bringing forward our father Abraham our father Adam, and that Adam was going to be the leader of this creation that Almighty God had put into place. So we're told by our leader Imam Muhammad, the Bible presents a scheme. You know, why would you want to lock Satan up and then have the power to unlock Satan and other language like that? Why would you suggest that the wife of Adam was actually a conspirator with the devil himself because she gave the forbidden fruit to her husband Adam? What have we seen that? How have we seen that affect the relationship between men and women right up into the 21st century? And we're seeing Almighty God correct that language, you know, as more and more people, their ears are open to the clear guidance of the Holy Quran, correcting this imagery, correcting this idea that has been suggested in religion that certain individuals don't have souls, they're soulless. This was put on the blacks. This was put on women. You know, they were without a soul. And other harmful descriptions based upon the interpretation of scripture. This is the evil, oppressive language that we're navigating today, and that the correct insight into scripture is changing the environment, the language environment in the world. And much of that is due to the Quran. Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, I read a report earlier today that Americans are converting to Islam in large numbers.
Yes, sir.
In Great Britain, it is reported that the churches are almost empty, which is a shame. That's not, not that's not something to brag about. That's a shame.
That's right.
But that Islam is truly being embraced by a large number of the British citizenry. Imam Muhammad shared something with us. He said, you know, Satan has his way of bringing people to Almighty God. And Allah has his way. And everything, Imam Muhammad shared with us, everything that happens, we may judge it as bad. But everything that happens is moving toward that God has provided for the human being.
Yes.
We are witnessing the slaughter of human beings in Gaza. The Democratic Republic of Congo. Sudan.
Yes.
The Rohingya of Myanmar. So all of these things happening is displaying before the world suffering.
That's right.
And as a consequence, people's souls have been touched. And they are taking a second look at this life called Islam. This is Allah is doing this, not us. It is Allah guides to the way that is straight. He creates circumstances and situations that guide the human being to the way that is straight. And Allah
That's
can
right.
use any tool that he wants in bringing about his will. We say, oh, that's a shame. Look what they're doing to those people. They are God's people. They are God's tools that Allah chose to use to bring about this burst of Islamic curiosity. No one of us could have done this. No one of us. But and let me say this. This may make us feel better. Those that are the innocent that are killed, that lose their life, they do not have to face judgment. They go straightway, immediately, to the paradise.
This is our belief in Al-Islam. Yes, that's right.
They go immediately to the... So I heard one man say they had just got through with janazah prayers for his small son. And he said,
mm-hmm.
My son shall enter Jannah before me. But I don't need him there. Statements like that, people hearing that, people seeing in the midst of this carnage, people lined up in prayer, giving janazah prayer. I mean, they are wondering, look at the faith of these people.
That's right. It's real.
So Allah is bringing about His will, and He can use whatever we are. We have to accept we are only tools under Allah's authority.
Well,
that's it. That's
well, I
so
would.
Anyway.
I wouldn't use that language, you know. But
well,
I understand. I understand this.
I'm using the language from the man that I got that understanding from. That was Imam Muwahhid Muhammad. He said that. Now, I know there are many other words that could have been used, but that's what he said. You know what I'm saying? A tool is useful. You use
yes,
a tool
that's
to
right.
complete a task. And that's all we are. So anyway, this movement, this Christian Zionism, we have to be very careful and very aware of the of people in this country that espouse Christian Zionism. They are far right people. If you can condone the slaughter of babies and children, this is the beast we are confronted with. The beast. So let us be very wise in our action and our movements. Be cautious. Watch as well as pray. But Allah is in charge at all times.
That's right.
I'll stop right there. But so I do want us to be aware of this movement. And also there is another movement called white Christian nationalism.
That's right.
Me and Brother Fleming Alameen are planning a special town hall meeting on that subject. And there will be Christians. There will be Christians at that town hall meeting.
Wonderful.
So we have to be aware of these major things that's occurring. That's all.
Thanks.
Stop right
thank
there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, this is wonderful food for thought. We're going to take a public service announcement break at this time. And we invite you to stay tuned for more of Not Just Talk on AM360.org.
Assalamu alaikum. Join me, Latifa Ahameen, and Alia Abdul-Rahman every Friday for another segment of the CWSC Friday Roundtable from 8 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our guests are partners of the CWSC Model Community National Resource Directory and are making a difference in the community. Join us. We look forward to it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum and God's peace be upon you, each and every one of us. We are appreciative of God's blessing. The Creator has granted much. On behalf of the CWSC, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, and all of this intelligentsia, especially American Muslim 360 Broadcast, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where our intellect is respected and our voice protected. We thank each and every one in the human family for being an active participant in this life. We know that we are blessed, and we pray that each and every one of us are aware of our blessing and giving thanks. Giving thanks each and every day. Thanks for our hearing, our sight, our feeling, and our thinking. For the blessings that we have received from the Creator, and we say God, the one God, those blessings are here to aid us and assist us in every way we need them, whether we are aware or not. And so we ask
that we all show our appreciation. For surely, these gifts will be a witness for us or against us. Take time and be thankful for the time to be with one another. Show patience, show understanding, show kindness, and show our gratitude to the Creator. Be in service to humanity. Use the gifts in the best way. God's peace be upon you. Assalamu alaikum.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Munira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Welcome back to Not Just Talk on AM360.org. I'm your host, Michael Hameen, and we're having an open mic conversation this evening with you as our guest, you the listeners as our guest. We invite you to press 1 to share. We value your support in terms of tuning in. But we also appreciate those of you listeners that care to say a word to enhance the conversation that's being held. We have individuals such as Imam Kareem Hamid and Brother Bilal, who I'm going to open up his mic in just a moment. But we invite others of you, many of you we don't hear from often, but we appreciate what you share in terms of adding to the fabric of the conversation. When we mention God's guidance in a group setting, we're told that the angels join us in that, and they support that. Those of us men and women that believe in God establishing angelic life in his creation, and we value the understanding that we have angels within us that support us and assist us. And so We appreciate you, all of the support that you've given to Not Just Talk, to AM360.org, and the other programming that we provide. I don't think if we're in tune with God's direction in Scripture, we understand how important supporting entities in the social life that are designed to advance the social life, are designed to serve God's will and plan here on earth. And there's more we could say about that, but we're going to bring Bilal Abdullah into the conversation. Welcome back.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, I'm glad was about that. Alhamdulillah. And I went on it for a minute. It's on Al-Azir doing a take on that. What I like to do, I like to kind of like just share my day with you. So this is a poem I wrote about that.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Boss, she don't play. Clean up day, putting things in place. Being careful.
Yeah.
Delicate things are safe. A lot of special things can't be replaced. Clean up day. You can't sleep late. Breakfast on the go. Can't eat slow. Everything just go, go, go. Clean up day. Time for fun while the work is being done. There's just one boss. Life is real, not a corn boss. Clean up day. Using clean up products. What's natural, we trust. Our home won't be a shamble. Our life isn't a gamble. Put your thinking cap on. The boss expect us to be wise and strong. Believe me, you won't be left alone. Clean up day. Turn off the phone. Choosing right over wrong. Staying focused on the mission. Improving the house condition. We're in a better situation. Clean up day. Increase out of faith. Shaitan trying to run away. Cleanliness is next to God consciousness. A janitorial company is a good business. Clean up day. We probably eat late. A lot of moving things around. My bag doesn't like the way that sounds. Talking about getting ahead. We won't be the walking dead. Clean up day. Purification is salvation. Too much bleach, not the right connection. Being careful, mixing different chemicals. Breathing stuff, making rational. Ammonia and bleach, a no-no. Clean up day. Boss person don't play. He calls the breaks. Laziness can't escape. Foolishness must get out of the way. Clean up day. Talking about the past. Most happy, not sad. We want the spirit to last. It's upbeat. Keeping things clean and neat. Clean up day. Things smell and look much better. A loving family working well together. Clean up day. All praise is due to Allah that this day will never stop. We love and respect the boss a lot. Clean up day. A pleasing atmosphere. Another day striving for no grief or fear. The sofa been clean and shine. Don't y'all know we're doing fine? This is our day and time. We don't need anyone to co-sign. Clean up day. Watching clothes. Some in the mind, others are full. We had about sick load. Being clean is something else. Let's see, can we ever talk about generational wealth? Getting our share. High education. Doing for self. Clean up day. Don't you try to hide or run away. Salaam alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Thank you. And we are becoming more aware of the power of language, the power of words to energize us, or in terms of the environment of the of this culture, this cultural life that we're experiencing. There are more elements that present a challenge to us maintaining energy, maintaining life energy. You know, we're being challenged. But the more, it's my belief that the more we are aware, the more aware we are of how words make people. That was one of the expressions early on in the leadership of Imam Wahdi Muhammad. And near the end of his life, he told us about language environment. And then he gave us an example. He didn't just leave us, you know, to wonder about this concept of language environment. He gave an example that he experienced, and many of us that followed him, we're conscious of the experience of the language environment of the Nation of Islam under the leadership of his father, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and how that language environment presented to us an environment that caused us to become new people in our mindset and new people in our behavior. And we see now, prior to his passing, how the cultural life environment has presented to us movies, plays, artwork, spoken word, songs that have created a language environment oppresses and depresses our soul. Stunts our growth, retarding factors in our thinking produced by the cultural constructs that I just mentioned. So the more we are aware of this, and the more that we are aware of the Quranic guidance telling us that our souls put upon us, our own souls put upon us an obligation, then we will be more careful, more conscious of the language that we use and the language that we allow to enter into our thinking. And we'll become more aware of the need for the devotional attention to God's guidance, to give it attention. And I would say also to give attention to those individuals like Imam Wahdi Muhammad, who was very much aware of scripture and how it informs us, how scripture instructs us, how scripture shapes us. And he told us how he did not have conversation with us unless he was utilizing scripture, not so much the word for word, literal usage of scripture, but understanding the logic of the guidance of God, shaping how we think, how we express ourselves, and how we behave. Dear listeners, again, we thank you. This is your host, Michael Hameen, about to sign off and again expressing my appreciation for your support of AM360.org and the platform that presents to you Muslim-supported programming, 24-hour streaming on the number 701-719-4197. The conversations where you can call in at 515-605-9891 and 425-292-4253. And we appreciate you being with us, sharing the community-wide Shura Conference Incorporated website, cwsc.us, and you're utilizing the phone number 910-317-0297. And again, we thank you for your support of the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected. Join us again next week for the first program of the year 2024, Not Just Talk. And again, we appreciate you. thank you for joining us. And we greet you with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. And we make this supplication to Almighty God, asking him, O Allah, guide us among those you have guided aright. Save us among those that you save. Bless us in whatever you give us, and deliver us from the harm that you judge. You judge and none can judge against you, and those whom you befriend are not disgraced. Assalamu alaikum.